features of the Alabama Press Association one time.
Is that right? Do you remember any of the newspapers who won?
No, I don't. I passed on them. And they sent the information up here, and I was one of the judges from the Arkansas Press Association.
Mm-hmm. Well, get back to the house. What do people call this area in the upper part of the house, right underneath the roof?
Eaves. The one that sticks out over there in the eaves.
Well, I know what you're talking about. What I had in mind was an area where you might store things, you know?
Attic?
Right. That was generally the attic.
Yeah, they called it that. Mm-hmm. You know, they stored some of the earlier homes that put pumpkins or something up there in the attic. That if it wasn't finished, or maybe it'd be floored, but they'd store stuff up there.
Right. Well, getting back to the kitchen, was there perhaps a little room off the kitchen that might have been used for storing extra dishes or canned
food? I know grandmother had a little built-in cupboard, they called it, cupboard. And they'd raise their own wheat. Granddad would take it to the mill, and they'd take their toll out of it, and he'd get enough wheat to have enough flour to last them all year, I guess. And he'd store it in there, and also they'd bake cookies and things like that on the weekends, and they'd put them in there. They'd have shells in that. Of course, they had the old time. Let me call it kitchen safe. Mm-hmm. Had tin, a whole bunch of tins, you know, and they made certain designs, and they had safes that they put dishes in. Mm-hmm. They'd bake on maybe Saturday, you know, and they'd put cookies and stuff, and that's what I used to get into cooking.
Right. Have you ever heard of
that? But now, mother didn't have that. She had safe and all that, and that shows.
Was anything like that ever called a pantry?
Yes. Now, they had a pantry off of the kitchen. My grandparents, now, we never had it at home. And they kept fruit and things like that in there. I remember that when my mother's people came here, they had to make their own candles. They had candle molds hanging up in there that they'd pour their own candles. Mm-hmm. I remember it hung in the pantry. They never used it when I was born, but then, nevertheless, early in the earlier days they did.
Well, what would be
canned fruit and stuff like that.
What would people call things that, old useless things, like a broken down chair, that things that weren't good for anything anymore? They'd say they just had a lot of old.
I don't remember them ever saying anything about it. Now, I know Granddad had an orchard, and they dried fruit, and they had a little building out on the back, out in the back of the house. They had trays in there, and they built a fire under it, and they'd cut up apples or peaches, and they'd dry them. They called it an evaporator. Of course, a lot of the families back in the early days, when they have dried apples, they cut them up, put them on a tray, and put them up on the roof and let them dry.
What if somebody had some old furniture that wasn't any good to him anymore? Things like that were just broken down?
Why did they hold it all?
Do they call that anything?
I don't recall it.
Would they call it junk, maybe?
Well, of course, now we call it junk. Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether back in those days they called it junk or not. Mm-hmm.